This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. And hello again, my radio friend and audience. This is Reverend Joseph Caesar coming to you again on BBS Radio to bring the good news of salvation. It's always a pleasure for me to come to spread the good news. And it's an honor that God has called me to be His servant. And so today, I come to you in the most matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. Don't turn the channel off. Don't switch off. You'll be missing out on something if you do. And that will be something very important. I want to talk to you today from the book of Psalms, chapter 1. I just like to make sure that you pay very close attention. It says here, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, a wisdom psalm, presents a vivid contrast between the way of the righteous in verses 1 to 3 and the way of the wicked in verses 4 to 6. Not Israeli given name for this, nor is any circumstances given for writing this poem. But maybe it was probably written late in Israel's history, with its focus on the distinction of characters and the different destinies of the righteous and the wicked. But this psalm serves as an introduction to the entire book of Psalms. The psalm is like a beacon of light, piercing the darkness of a stormy night. It illuminates and points to the truth, even when the falsehoods of our culture begin to cloud our thinking. The Psalms affirms that there is one way to true life. To ignore this way is to foolishly accept death. So you can look into Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 to 33. And so the Hebrew word for man in this context means person. Oh, well, without references to gender. The Bible says, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. The parallelism in this verse speaks of an increasing deeper involvement with wickedness, like walking besides, standing with, sitting besides. Similarly, the terms for the wicked are progressive, ungodly, sinners, and scornful. The imagery of this verse presents an ideal righteous person, one who is in the world, but quite unaffected by the world. The Bible said, but in his delight, this construct and this contrast is strong. We have to understand what it is saying. We must understand that someone who is in the world, or anyone whatsoever. So we say, notice here. See, the Bible says they shall not stand. That means properly, shall not rise. Probably like our phrase, shall not hold up, he said. We will be convicted and shrink away before God's unerring scrutiny, like the man without the wedding garment in our Lord's parable, in Matthew 22:12. The congregation of the righteous, a phrase repeating itself in different forms in the Psalms. What the Bible is saying here, that people of God must not participate in the things with the ungodly man. He becomes just like them. You must not take counsel from advice from them. Their advice is futile and without substance and merit. Their advices are like strainers which cannot hold water. The Bible talks about how scornful they are, contemptuous, withering. Those people whom has been looked down upon with disdain do not keep company with these people. For evil communication corrupts good manners. Again, evil communication corrupts good manners. The corrupt man, the ungodly man, has no effort, has no meaning in himself to study the word of God or the law of God. He does not care. He becomes like the chaff at the mercies of the wind. Has no stability. The ungodly man will not be able to stand. Ladies and gentlemen, omission of duty makes way for commission to murder. The omission of duty makes way for commission for murder. But the righteous man, the godly man, he studies God's word, which is his lifestyle. He diligently make it his number one priority to know more about God. And he is the tree. He becomes the tree that planted by the rivers of water. He will be always blooming, staying green, bearing much fruit and flourishing. Yes. He who delights himself into the things of the Lord, he gets a thrill, a pleasure, and there a happiness in the law, in the word of the Lord. The Bible says, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment. He shall not endure the time of trial, which will assuredly come. It may be that God will arise and judge and punish them well, by temporal calamities, and that these will fill their consciousness with horror and cause their heads to fail. But if not, if they escape these, it is certain, very certain, they shall not stand nor escape condemnation and wrath and the great and general judgment of the whole world. And when the Bible talks, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, that is in that society which shall consist of none but righteous persons and people at present. Wheat and chaff lie in one floor. Wheat and tares grows in one field. Good and bad fishes are comprehended in one net. Good and bad men are contained in the visible church. But let us wait with our patience God's time of separation. The husbandman will appear with his fan in his hand and will thoroughly purge his floor. The harvest will come and the tares shall be gathered up and bound in bundles to be burned. The net shall be drawn to shore, and while the good fishes are gathered into vessels, the bat shall be cast away. In other words, at his command, who is the governor of his church and to whom the Father had committed all judgment? The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. And there not one sinner shall be found in the congregation of the righteous. Not one. Not one, the Bible says. Not one. So that's why the Bible begins with, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. They are blights. Do not go into their domain. Do not keep their company. They are corrupt. And when you give up on your good thing, what the Lord has endowed you with, to the trash and the fragments of the world, you give up the best thing in life, you therefore becomes one of them. Start going places with them. And when you go places with them, you do things. And things may not be the things that which is what society dictates. Don't take no counsel from these people, for their words are evil. Their advice is very futile and without merit and substance. It cannot hold, it cannot stand. The Bible says, wherefore come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. The ungodly are the reverse of the righteous, both in character and condition. The ungodly are not so. In verse 4, they are led by the counsel of the wicked, I just spoke, in the way of the sinners to the seat of the scornful. They have no delight in the law of God. They bring forth no fruit but what is evil. The righteous are like useful. That's what the righteous are. The righteous are like useful fruit trees. Yes, you bring forth good fruit. The ungodly are like the chaff with the wind, which the wind drives away. The dust which the owner of the floor desires to have driven away has not been having any use. They are of no worth. The ungodly man are of no worth in God's account. How highly soever they may value themselves, they are easily driven to and fro by every wind of temptation. The chaff may be for a while among the wheat, but he is coming, whose fan is in his hand, and who will thoroughly purge his floor. Those that by their own sin and folly make themselves the chaff, they will be found so before the whirlwind and fire of divine wrath. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, listen up. The doom of the ungodly is fixed. But whenever the sinner become sensible of his guilt and misery, he may be admitted into the company of the righteous by Christ the living way, and become in Christ a new creature. He has new desires, new pleasures, hopes, fears, sorrows, companions, and employments. His thoughts, words, and actions are changed. He enters on a new state and bears a new character. The Bible says, "Behold, all things have become new by divine grace, which changes his soul into the image of the Redeemer." How different the character and end of the ungodly. How different. Therefore, just because they are thus worthless. You know, the ungodly see the notes. The wicked is general, the wicked of any kind of degree. They shall not stand. The ungodly will not stand. The idea is that they will not be found among those who are acquitted by the judge and approved by him. So this idea seems to be derived from the act of standing up and to be tried or to receive a sentence. In the judgment and the great day, understand it, of the day of judgment, the wicked shall not rise. In judgment, most of the people, most of all of them, will have a hard time, a very hard time. They would not share the lot of the righteous in all places and at all times where character is determined and where the divine estimate of human character is manifested. It would be found that they could not stand the trial or abide the result so as to have a place with the righteous. Their true character would in all such cases be shown, and they would be treated like the chaff that is driven away. Yes, this would be true alike in those situations of trial in the present life when character is determined, and at the last judgment when the sentence will be pronounced, which will determine the final doom of mankind. Again, omission of duty makes way for the commission of crime. That is, in all the places where the righteous as such are assembled, they will have no place. Where they assemble to worship God, where they meet as his friends, where they unitedly participate in his favor. When, in the last day, they shall be gathered together to receive their reward. And when the righteous shall assemble together in heaven, the sinner has no place in the congregation of the people of God. That would be the day. That would be the day. When they stand in judgment and not be acquitted, they shall be driven from among the good. You know, this says in the treasury of David, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. That would be the day. They shall stand there to be judged, but not to be acquitted. Fear shall lay hold upon them there. They shall not stand their ground. They shall flee away. They shall not stand in their own defense, for they shall blush and be covered with eternal contempt. Yeah. Well, may the saints long for heaven, for no evil man shall dwell there, no sinners in the congregation of the righteous. All our congregations upon earth are mixed. Every church has one devil in it. The tares grow in the same furrows as the wheat. There is no flour which is as yet thoroughly purged from chaff. Sinners mix with saints, as draws righteous lots at this side of heaven, continually vexed by the men of Sodom. Let us, my friend, rejoice then that in the general assembly and church of the firstborn above, there shall by no means be admitted single unrenewed soul. Sinners cannot live in heaven. Again, sinners cannot live in heaven. They would be out of their element. Sooner could a fish live up on a tree than the wicked in paradise. Heaven would be an intolerable hell to an impenitent man, even if he could be allowed to enter. But such a privilege shall never be granted to the man who perseveres in his iniquity. May God grant that we may have a name and a place in the courts above. Pay attention. Study the law of God, for in that you will find your way. You will find your way back home. In the time of temporal calamities, when God shall arise to judge and punish them, for then the hearts of the wicked fail, and their conscience are filled with horror. Or in that great and general judgment of the whole world called here, the judgment of emphatically in that solemn and general congregation of all mankind, and as the next words impress it, in the congregation of the righteous, an example in that society which shall consist of none but righteous persons, or amongst the righteous ones on Christ's right hand. In Matthew 25:32. I hope you get something today from this message. I ran out of time. And may God richly bless you and yours in the name of Jesus. May the Lord cast his grace upon you. May the Lord protect you and keep you and guide you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father and God, may you always continue to bless your children. May you always guide them. Hear them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless your children, Heavenly Father. Bless your children in the name of Jesus. I pray for the directors of the BBS radio. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, that you would open those which are closed and let them be prosperous. And I speak, Ephata, Ephata, in the name of Jesus Christ, be open. Bless their families and bless their business. May you continue to watch over them. In Jesus' name, amen.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved."